Hey, it's great to have all of you here tonight. What we're going to do tonight, we're going to do two short segments of teaching, both followed by questions. So you're going to be able to discuss some things around your table. You know, one lesson that I've learned in life is that if you want your life to really matter, you have to put God first. Everybody say, God first. Last week, Pastor Justin talked to you about a scripture out of the Old Testament that comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6. And we're going to look at that passage of Scripture again. Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning in verse 4, says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Everybody say one. When I used to read this scripture, I used to wonder what that word one meant. And if you read throughout this, the Old Testament, you realize that there was something very unique about God compared to the other gods that the nations worshipped. And so this really means that the Lord is unique. He is special. But one of the things that it's come to really remind me of is to tell me what place the Lord ought to have in my life. What place do you think he ought to have? The Lord is one, our God. And another way to think about this is in terms of a priority. Now raise your hand if you know what the word priority means. A priority is just simply one thing that has a greater importance over another thing. So a priority is something that has a greater importance over something else. And this is kind of the message, the beginning message of this scripture, that the Lord has to have the first priority in everything about life. One of the things that helps me think about this is actually something that you have all seen at some point on the road. It's this road sign right here. That is called a yield sign. Now, I unfortunately do not obey the rules of the road like I should. And I have this really terrible habit of when I see this yield sign, instead of braking so that another vehicle or person has the right of way, or I brake so that they can go ahead, do you know what I do sometimes? I floor it. I step on the gas and I try to get in front of the vehicle that I'm supposed to let go. And one thing that this reminds me of every time I see this sign is the first position of a Christian is that we yield to God. And what does that mean when we yield to God? It means that we give Him the priority in our life. And no matter young or old, this is something that we all need to be reminded of, that when it comes to the things that matter to God, we have to use the brakes in our lives so that He gets the first priority. He gets first place in our lives. And that's really what this kind of lesson tonight is all about. We're going to explore some other parts of this scripture. But the first thing that I'd like you to do is talk about at your table. And adults, when I say adults, anyone that can drive at your table, I want you to describe a time when, we were talking about obeying the rules of the road, but we've all probably ignored road signs. So drivers in the room, I want you to share a story with those at your table about a time when you ignored a road sign. And I want you to talk about what happened when you ignored that road sign. Now, some of you are looking all like, oh, I always obey the road signs. But look, I've seen many of your driving records, and I know that you have not always obeyed the rules and the signs on the road. So please describe a time when you ignored a road sign and what happened. Go ahead. I'll give you about 5 minutes to do that at your table. Okay, did we hear any good stories? We heard about several traffic tickets at my table, but no car accidents. Any car accidents at your table from ignoring a start? Okay, several here. Christy, how about you guys? You got in one. You did. Okay, well, we'll spare you from sharing that story. I can tell it's a sensitive subject already. I'll just move on. But those are realities of life, that's for sure. And but most of us have experienced what it's like to ignore a road sign. What I hope to do tonight is really encourage you not to ignore what the Lord tells us to do in the Scriptures. Because oftentimes when we ignore the things that God has told us in the Bible, we will end up in trouble just like you will if you ignore a road sign on the road. And so what I'd like to do is kind of show you a little illustration tonight. And this is something that I've done before. I haven't done it in several years, but it's something that sits in my office. And I look at this every single day as a way to remind me of what life is really all about. So up here, you'll see I have an empty jar. And this jar represents a day in your life. One 24-hour period. And what I have right here are two pitchers of rice. And the rice represents the activities in your life. Now, how many of you went to school today for the first time? Okay, all right. So many of you went to school today, and of course, parents, if you're here in the room, you got people ready for school today. And these are the kinds of activities that we have in life. And we get up in the morning and we have to start getting people ready to go to school. We have to get ourselves ready for life. We get ready and we go to work. Of course, all of the exercise people in the world tell us we've got to exercise at least 2 hours a day to do something great for our bodies. So we get that. Of course, we also have to get 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And we also have to do all kinds of things that would require 36 hours in a day to accomplish. But we only have 24, so that's a problem. So we have a lot of activities that start filling up the day in our lives. We have the daily emails that come out from the pastors. They're just, you know, banging us over the head with it. No. Here we go. So we've got activities, all kinds of activities. But we would be fortunate if only the activities filled up half the day in our life, but that's just not the kind of day that we live in. If you're kind of involved in sports, you have sports practice. And here we go with more activities. You have practice. You have things you have to go to. You have relationships. You know, you've got birthday parties to go to. You have play dates that you go and you spend time with friends. There's just a lot of activities that you have to do. And parents, you know, you're knowing that you've got to put that you want to be a great parent. You're trying to put those values in place in your home. You're trying to have family dinners together. And also try to lead a really balanced life, and you end up filling up your entire day with these activities. But these tennis balls here represent the sort of big priorities that we have in life. And I want you to kind of look at a scripture with me real quick. It'll be up on the screen. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, in the same passage we just read, in verse 5, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. These commandments that I give you today," that's Moses speaking to the children of Israel, they're about to go into the promised land. This generation had really grown up and not really known the things that had happened to them in their past. And so it's up to Moses to tell them about their wonderful heritage as a people. "These commandments I give you today are to be upon your hearts." Whose hearts? Your hearts. No, your heart. Whose heart? I was just thinking about that all day. We could just sit here all day. No, your heart. No, your heart. I have him on my heart. It says on your heart. But the fact is that we have to embrace the Lord ourselves. Now, kids, if you're here, many of you probably are in a family where your mom and your dad, they both love the Lord. They're both Christians. But did you know that it's also your responsibility? It doesn't say love the Lord with all your parents' hearts. It says love the Lord with whose heart? Your heart, our heart. And so we have to put that in. But oftentimes, things of God and going to church, learning, listening to Pastor Justin, we kind of put this, we try to squeeze it all on top of what we already have, a very busy schedule. And if this jar represents your life, I'm not sure if there's someone really in here that could fit all of this stuff in after we do all of these activities in life. I mean, look at this. You can't even fit it all in there. And this is exactly what happens in our lives. I'm just going to hold it up so you can all see here. We try to put the big stuff in after a really busy day, and nothing will, I mean, it won't all fit. It's just impossible. So let me just take these big tennis balls out of here for a second, and let's start over. We're going to try it a different way this time. And I look at this every single day in my office because it helps me remember that if I put things like loving the Lord with all my heart, soul, and might first, that is my relationship with God. If I put Him first, if I put things like my family, loving my family, prioritizing my family, remember what priority means. Priority is where you give something greater importance than something else. Well, God has that first priority in my life. And then I have to care for my family. It's very important, the relationship you have. If you have a brother or a sister, you have that close relationship with them. What about really making a place in our lives for church? You're here tonight. Being committed to the girls' programs or the boys' program and learning about God. That's another one of those really important things. And you know what? Not everybody prioritizes these things. Not everybody prioritizes these big questions in life, these big things. This is not just something little. I mean, compared to an activity in life, like this grain of rice that you can barely see up here, this is how much more important the things of God and the things that matter to Him are. And we want to put all of those things first. Now, let's just watch what happens when we put the bigger things, the priorities, we put them in life first. Let's see how we can do this. And then, you know, all of those other activities, we start adding those. And there, Jesus said something really interesting in the Gospels, in the book of Matthew chapter 6. He said that if you would seek me first, that we wouldn't have to worry about all the things in life, the things that we're going to wear, the things that we're going to eat. Because all throughout time, people have worried about those kinds of things. And he said, Jesus himself said, put me first. Seek me and my kingdom first. Now, I find this amazing every time I do it, because a lot of times when we try to do it ourselves, we try to do life ourselves, we put the activities of life first, we put the things that we can't control, we let them control our lives and bring stress and worry and all kinds of stress in our lives, and instead of putting God first, we try to do it ourselves. But when we do that, and we try to add the big stuff later, it won't fit. But if we put the right things first, God has a way of helping us. God has a way of helping us really put the priorities in our life right. And He has a way. You know what, parents? I was thinking about us today. A lot of times we've been talking about over the past couple of weeks how to really prioritize discipling our children, discipling children in the body of Christ. But a lot of times we try to do that secondarily. And we try to do our life stuff first and be those kind of godly parents second. But we really have to prioritize that stuff first. I mean, this applies to us as well. And kids, I want you to hear me tonight when I tell you, look, you want to put God and the stuff that matters to Him first. I mean, if you really want your life to count, Put God first. Put what God cares about first. Check out this scripture. It says, "These commandments I give to you today, are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children." And then that passage right there, impress them on your children. We all have a job here in this room. Some is to teach, and for some it's to learn. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Can I challenge all of you in this room with something? When you sit at home, what time do you regularly sit at home? I mean, if you eat a meal together, you are sitting together. I want to encourage you to invite God into that moment. When you walk along the road, I mean, this is another way of saying when you travel. How about when you go to school? Or how about when you are driving somewhere together as a family? Talk about God. What about when you lie down? So in the evening, when you get up in the morning, take that time not just to rush, but to prioritize faith in Christ. Parents, I want to encourage you to seize those moments as time to talk with your kids about God. At the end of the service, once we dismiss today, make sure you pay attention to some of the, I found a commercial that for some of the great new products that we have available to us through our fellowship. We have some wonderful kids' Bible apps, the Fire Bible and the companion app that goes along with that. I have found it to be a really wonderful tool, and I've only been using it with our kids a couple of weeks now. And we just did David and Goliath story the other night. It was just a wonderful, fun thing. And so I really want to encourage you to do that. The Bible companion app is free as long as you have the Fire Bible. And the other ones are very affordable in the app store. You can download it as long as you have some sort of tablet. These times and these moments are critical for all of us. I wanted to show you that. Look at that. Three pictures of that. If you put it in the right way, it all goes into a jar. Really wonderful. So we have a choice. We can either put things that worry and activity and things that worry and stress us and activities first, and the big things second, or we can follow Jesus' command and the commands that we see in the Old Testament about putting Him first in all that we do and prioritizing. So at dinner time, in the morning time, and travel time, seize those moments to have God conversations. I want to encourage all of you to put on what I call the God goggles, like if you all had on goggles right now, if you like to swim. I always think about God goggles like putting on a lens, putting on a set of goggles where every time and every place you go is an opportunity to seize for talking about Him. If you want your life to really count for something, put God first, because He's the one that makes it count for all of eternity. What I'd like you to do now around your tables is we're going to kind of just conclude here with some time of prayer. We want to be able to pray with one another. And so kids, we're going to ask you to, if you're coloring or whatever you want to do, would you take a few moments now with the adults around your table and let's have a word of prayer together, okay? If you have any prayer requests, just simply share what you'd like to pray about. And adults, I'm going to ask you that you would lead the table. And of course, adults, I want you to share prayer requests as well. So we're going to let you guys close that out tonight. Thank you so much for being here the next 2 weeks. We'll be back into our regular schedule next week with new community and our Rangers and Girls Ministry. So we want to thank you for being here tonight and hanging with us for this fun time together. So God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. And after you're finished praying around your tables, you can feel free to hang out and get some more snacks and have a great time tonight. God bless you.